This is Kent Lindquist back with the Feeling of Jazz, the second hour of our Sunday night session. I want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Going to continue our highlight the piano artistry of Les McCann, our highlight artist of the week, and we're going to do something with a co-billing of Les McCann and tenor sax man Eddie Harris from an album called Swiss Movement. And the meaning behind that particular title is that it was recorded live at a concert at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland in 1969. And, of course, we have Les on piano, Eddie Harris out of Chicago on tenor sax, the great Benny Bailey on trumpet, who spent most of his time in Europe. And although he was a great trumpet player, he didn't get the play by the American press that he deserved because of his time in Europe. We got Leroy Vinegar, the ever-present Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass. Donald Dean on drums. This is a little thing written by tenor sax man Eddie Harris called Cold Duck Time.
All right, we're going to try a new song. This is a song written by Eddie Harris. Today was the first time we ever saw it. So with your help, we might do it. This is called Cold Duck Time.
Thank you.
live in Switzerland, 1969. An album called The Swiss Movement. That was at the jazz festival over there, the Montreux Jazz Festival. We had Les McCann there on piano, Eddie Harris on tenor sax, Benny Bailey on trumpet, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Donald Dean on drums. It was a swinging little thing written by Eddie Harris called Cold Duck Time. Okay, we're going to turn now to something by Otto Saxman, Art Pepper. And this is a Charlie Parker composition called Yardbird Suite. That was the nickname of Charlie Parker, Yardbird, and or Bird. And Art's backed up by Stanley Cowell on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is from an album called Five Birds and a Monk. And if you know the background of the LP, you'll understand its meaning. Five of the compositions were written by Charlie Parker, who was called Bird, and there was one composition on the album written by Thelonious Monk, or Monk. So, Five Birds and a Monk. This is Yardbird Suite by Art Pepper. Thank you. Charlie Parker's Bop Classic, Yardbird Suite, done by alto sax man Art Pepper, along with Stanley Cowell on there on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, one of the great bop drummers that will come along in a long time, Riley Haynes on drums. Okay, we're going to turn now back to our highlight artist, Les McCann. This is from his album Plays the Shout, recorded live at the Bit on Sunset Strip in Hollywood, and with Leroy Vinegar on bass, Ron Jefferson on drums. This is a little thing written by Les McCann called Tellin' 'Em About It.
Thank you.
Live at the Lit Bit Club in Hollywood from his album called The Shout with Leroy Vinegar on bass, Ron Jefferson on drums. Okay, we're going to do something now out of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. And this is done by alto man Cannonball Adderley, along with Bill Evans on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. So it's Percy Heath and Connie Kay, of course, with the rhythm section in the Modern Jazz Quartet. This was cut on a Riverside album by Cannonball, called What I Mean, and let's listen to Who Cares?
Thank you.
Who Cares? That's a George and Ira Gershwin tune that goes back to the 30s. You heard Cannonball Adderley on alto sax play that particular composition. Some fine piano work there by Bill Evans, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. Okay, we're going to turn back to our spotlight artist of the week, and that's Les McCann. This is another track from his album, How's Your Mother, which was recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York City in 1967. And this is a little thing written by McCann called Blues 5.
Thank you.
Travis Vanguard, New York City, 1967. Little thing done by Les McCann called Blue Five. It was written by Les and had Frank Cervino on drums, Leroy Vinegar on bass. I'll do something by tenor sax man Paul Gonzalez. Paul Gonzalez was a lead tenor, solo tenor sax man in the Duke Ellington band for about, probably almost 20 years. And this is a little thing written by the Duke called Duke's Place. And it's from a Paul Gonzalez album, Tell It the Way It Is. And he surrounded himself with a couple of Ellingtonites, including Ernie Shepherd on bass, Ray Nance is on cornet and violin, Ralph Erickson out of Sweden on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, who was in the Ellington band probably for 25, 30 years. I think there might be a short vocal on this one by the bass man, Ernie Shepherd. Let's see. Let's listen to Duke's Place.
Train up to Duke's Place. Wildest boxing town is Duke's Place. Love that piano sound in Duke's Place. Saxes do their tricks in Duke's Place. Fellas swing their chicks in Duke's Place. Come on, get your kicks in Duke's Place.
Duke's Place, a Duke Ellington composition, worked up by Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax from his album, Tell the Way It Is. It included some violin solo there by Ray Nance. Alto sax solo was by Johnny Hodges, and the bass man got into the act with a little vocal and some scat. So kind of an interesting track. Well, now we're going to turn now to the Whispering Tenor Man, Stan Getz. And this is from his album simply called The Stan Getz Quartet, and accompanied by Al Haig on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is Stan's version of Too Marvelous for Words. Too Marvelous for Words by Stan Getz on tenor sax with Al Haig there on piano. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here now for a better part of 2 hours on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the sounds, and we are here every Sunday night with some swinging modern mainstream jazz, so I hope you'll make it a habit of being with us every Sunday night. We're going to close out the show with our featured artist, pianist Les McCann. This is a co-billing with one of Chicago's finest tenor sax men, Eddie Harris, from their album Swiss Movement, which was recorded live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. And along with Les and Eddie, we have Benny Bailey on trumpet, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Donald Dean on drums. This is a thing called The Generation Gap.
Okay, this is called The Generation Gap.